Is this Logan?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I'm a 1979 graduate of Westlake High School.
No way.
Yeah.
Westlake, Ohio.
Exactly. Of course, now you guys have a whole new school there. They tore down the one I used to go to at that point.
I know, but I think I went to the same one that you went to because I was the last class to graduate from that high school.
Ah, did you take any bricks out of the school with you?
I should have,
yeah,
right?
You should have. Hey, did you know Mr. Zichelli in the media department over there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he used to host the morning show that I'm doing right now, and he's a childhood friend of mine. So.
No way. That is hilarious.
That's great. We're talking with the self-proclaimed goofy dude with big goals, Vine superstar Logan Paul. All these kind of descriptions of you, this must be kind of overwhelming, I would think.
You know, it's not terrible. I've gotten used to it at this point.
Okay. Well, I will tell you that you've got, as you know, quite millions of social media followers, thanks to your appearances on Vine, which for people unfamiliar with it, that 6-second video. My daughter is very familiar with this. In fact, she's 13 years old, and she's the one a couple of months ago that brought your name up, as well as she was talking about all the videos that you post on there, as well as your brother. I should give a little, you know, shout out to Jake for a little bit of that, too.
Yeah, Jake Paul, yeah.
But we're talking with Logan Paul because he's teamed up with Hanes. Talk about this promotion that you're doing right now.
Yeah, so it's amazing the opportunity that this 6-second video app has brought to me. Basically, I'm working with Hanes to test this technology called X-Temp. It's a technology that's designed to adapt your body pressure and keep you cool under temperature, which for those of you who have not seen my Vine, that's exactly the stuff I do. It's crazy stuff in public, pranks, all that jazz, and it's the staple of the stuff I do. So Hanes was like, okay, we're going to partner with Logan, and we're going to send him across the country testing this technology and see if it actually keeps him cool under pressure. And what's cool about this campaign is that the dares that we're getting, which is the whole idea of it, we're getting fans to dare me with the hashtag X-Temp stress test. So they dare me, and we pick the best ones, then we act it out on my Vine channel, and then share it on Hanes.com.
And, of course, you've had this for almost a year now, coming up with these ideas, I guess, to do these 6-second videos, crazy stunts, things you just do. You were a football player, a wrestler. By the way, you have one of the best high kicks of a guy that I have ever seen. I don't know where that came from, but
yeah, me either, man. Let's just skip that subject because I have no idea where that came from.
Well, when I see a roller skating in short shorts in the middle of a roadway, we can tell you how crazy some of these things these get there as well. Talk just a brief little bit about a 6-second video. We see that. People see it. Kind of well produced. How much time does it go into putting a 6-second video together?
So you'd be surprised. Some of these videos can take up to 5 hours to make, right? 5 hours for 6 seconds. It all just depends on the venue you're doing, like your production quality. And then, you know, you get some that are 6 seconds exactly. Like public pranks, what you see is what you get. It takes legitimately 6 seconds.
And many times there's planning into it. Other times probably sort of spontaneous spur-of-the-moment activity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's half and half. Because you see something and you can't miss it sometimes, and you have to pounce on the opportunity.
Now, a lot of times there's things that happen and you kind of get a pratfall or something happens. Any injuries occur because of this?
My name's Logan Paul, and this is a really bad idea.
You know, I've gotten bumps and bruises. As you can expect from the stuff I do, I'm always like jumping off stuff, over stuff, into things. And you can imagine, yeah, I get a couple bumps and bruises, but nothing too serious. It's all part of the game, and it all goes back to this Hanes campaign I'm doing because, again, I'm going to reference the keeping cool under pressure. I mean, this technology that I'm wearing, the product, it's a T-shirt. I'm actually wearing it right now. It keeps me calm, and it keeps me cool and collected, which it's perfect because if I'm cool and collected, you know, I won't get hurt.
Now, they sent a link over with a new one you did where you were a matador.
Yeah,
one of the first ones?
Yeah, that was actually the very first Vine that we produced together. This past week, we went to New Orleans for the Running of the Bulls the Stand Firm in Running of the Bulls. And they weren't actually bulls; they were roller derby girls dressed as bulls. It was hilarious. But fans would tweet me the dares using the hashtag XTEMStressTest on Twitter, and we picked the best ones. we ended up doing, I think the dare was like run with the bulls or like see if you can matador the bulls. So we bought this matador costume, which was extremely hot, by the way, but the t-shirt under it kept me cool. And then we had these bulls charge me. We had an Elvis charge me. I Olay'd a car, and then I actually ended up getting hit in the head with a trash can. So it's pretty funny. Go check it out on Haynes.com if you haven't seen it already.
Olé. 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 I'm cool. We're good.
Now, again, how long will people be able to submit a dare to you?
So this campaign, it runs for a while. Honestly, I'm next to fearless. So if fans are out there and they're listening, they want to tweet me a dare, be creative, be crazy. Tweet me with the hashtag #XTempStressTest again, and we'll pick the best dares. And if your dare is outrageous and crazy and it screams Logan Paul, you'll see it on my Vine and on Haynes.com.
Now, you say you're traveling across the country doing this, right? Where might you be stopping, or is that just depending on where the dare takes you?
Yeah, so like I said, last week it was New Orleans, Louisiana. On July 22nd, we are headed to Cheyenne, Wyoming for Frontier Days. It's a rodeo, so another like cowboy kind of theme. Hopefully I can actually ride a bull there, which, as you can imagine, will be pretty crazy. And then on August 3rd, we are headed to the Bristol Renaissance Fair. And then August 10th, we are headed to North Carolina for the Southern Bridal Expo. So a bunch of kind of outrageous, you know, crazy events that could happen in an everyday scenario, right?
Oh, but, sure.
Yeah, exactly, right. But then the fans, they tweet me this crazy stuff, and that's where Haynes and I mix to create these amazing, amazing videos.
Well, I would be careful if you're growing during these Renaissance festivals. There are a lot of weaponry that's out there that may or may not be used against you, I suppose.
I definitely picture a knight attacking me with their swords, you know, jousting and stuff. I feel like as long as I'm wearing my shirt, I'll be fine. But yeah, definitely, we'll have a wrestling match with the knight, most likely.
We're talking with a Wesley graduate now going to OU. Those people down the Bobcat land must think something of you doing all this, I suppose.
Of course, the Bobcat land. They're really supportive, to be honest. My college, everyone thinks, oh, I don't know about everyone, but a lot of people think that the stuff I'm doing is pretty cool. And as you can imagine, they're probably most likely following along with this. I'm going to have some really cool stories to tell about this tour with Haynes when I go back to school for my sophomore year.
So I've seen some of your Vine videos, a number of them, the compilations you also have on YouTube. Who's that parakeet? Who's that bird that you sometimes have on your shoulder?
So that is Maverick the parrot. He is my bird, and he is incredible. I don't know. He's so photogenic, and he's so good on video. And people love him because he's just such a beautiful bird.
He is, and he doesn't mind taking part in any of those videos that you have there as well. Again, we've been speaking today with Vine superstar Logan Paul, graduate of Westlake High School, now at OU, and on the road now with your Haynes promotion. Again, if they go to hashtag #XTempStressTest.
No, it's easy. Hashtag #XTempStressTest. It's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
The product, XTemp, and they're putting me under the stress test.
Now, I know you a lot to do a lot of this stuff shirtless, so I suppose because of all of this, you're going to be covered up more than sometimes you are in the half-naked things that you do out there, too.
I do a lot of shirtless Vines. I get a lot of comments about that. You know, it is what it is. Honestly, I went through it one time, and I calculated, like, only, like, 25% of my Vines are shirtless, which, you know, it's not that much.
No.
But, yeah. But, yeah, definitely going to be wearing the shirt for these upcoming Vines because that's the whole point. I need to stay cool, stay calm, stay collected.
And that's right. And you never know what your followers will have you do.
Never.
So we shall think. Hey, Logan, thanks for sharing the time with us, and congratulations on this uncharted success that you're having right now.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.